103.5 WIMC Knoxville's Classic Rock in George McFly on the phone with Ish Monroe, 10-time Bassmaster Classic qualifier. How are you doing, Ish?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm great. Where are you right now?
I'm sitting in the hotel here in Knoxville.
Where are you from originally?
Oakdale, California.
Big bass in Cali.
Oh, yeah.
How old were you when you knew that you wanted to be a professional fisherman?
I wanted to fish for a living my whole entire life. Who doesn't want to go fishing every day?
Right.
But it was about 11 or 12 years old when I first got to experience Bassmasters on TNN, the Nashville Network, old school.
Right.
And at that point in time, that's when I knew I wanted to do this.
Who started you fishing?
Oh, my dad, my grandfathers, my uncles. You know, that was all kind of in their history of just fishing. And it was more so fishing for fun and fishing for food. And then for me, when I got into high school, kind of took it into tournament bass fishing.
You brought up a good point when you mentioned fishing for food. We grew up, we didn't have a lot of money. You know, my dad took me and my sister fishing one day. It was too windy to go on the boat. So he went around this little island, came back with a 6 3/4 pound pre-spawn female largemouth. That's a big bass for Illinois.
Heck yeah. Anything over 5 pounds is still a big bass.
What's the biggest bass you ever caught, Ish?
14 pounds, 1 ounce.
Oh,
California Delta, practicing for a tournament.
Wait, practicing for a tournament?
Practicing for a tournament.
What the heck do you catch a 14 pound, 1 ounce bass on?
Well, at the time, it's called a brush hog, and it's made by a company, Zoom, and it was just happened to be, I was flipping down the bank, I shook some fish off, getting ready for a tournament.
Yeah.
My buddy told me to go ahead and probably set the hook on one to see what size they are, and I set the hook, and I told him after that I hated him, and he needs to get out of my boat, because I knew it was a big one.
Right.
It comes up and rolls around, and I put it in the boat. We had a Rapala scale called the Liar, and we put it on there, and 14 pounds in an ounce, and we're just like, okay. Let him go and keep on going.
Were you freaking out?
No, not at all, because I was more concerned about the tournament and more mad about catching the fish of that size in practice and not during an actual tournament.
Did you re-catch him during the tournament?
No, I went back to that area and fished over and over and over again. And actually, there was a tidal water fishery, so I watched the water get low, and I saw the actual area that she was sitting in, and yeah, she was nowhere to be found.
Oh, boy. On the phone with 10-time Bassmaster Classic qualifier Ish Monroe. Ish, I was thinking about this, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the world record bass is 22.15?
Technically... yes, the one in Japan is now the new world record. That's right, because the other one was 22.4 before that.
Wait, the guy that caught it during the Depression on the Wooden Creek chub is 22.4?
Yeah, yes.
I had no idea that a guy in Japan or a girl in Japan caught a bigger one.
Yes.
Hey, Ish, what do you think about spot fishing? Do you think it's fair compared to the guy that throws out a Wooden Creek chub 90 years ago and hauls in what he thought was a log and it's a 22-pound, 4-ounce bass versus somebody that could see a bass laying on a spawn bed and you irritate it to get it to hit the lure?
Well, I don't know if I would call it fair. I just call it kind of different, you know? It's kind of going back to the whole thing about who's better, LeBron James or Michael Jordan. Well, me, I'm personally going to say Michael Jordan, but everybody else is going to say LeBron James. And so it's just a different era and a different time, and, you know, technology's different. There was actually a 25-pound bass actually snagged while fishing for it on a bed. They released it, did not count for the world record, and then the fish actually passed away. And then they found the fish, and then it was still weighing like 23 or 24 pounds after it passed away.
Where was this?
This was one in California on Lake Dixon.
That answers my final question, and that is if you could drain every lake in this country and go pick up the lunkers at the bottom, you'd actually find maybe a 24, 25-pound largemouth out there still?
Yeah, there is. There are rumors in Cuba that the natives there actually net 23, 24, 25-pound bass on a regular basis.
Well, peacock bass.
No, largemouth bass.
Largemouth bass.
Yes, there are largemouth bass in Cuba.
Hey, if you had a chance to drain all the rivers and lakes in East Tennessee, do you think there'd be a 15, 16-pound bass on the bottom?
I think you'd find a world-class smallmouth before you would a largemouth in East Tennessee. I mean, it has some of the biggest smallmouth bass in the country, and I would love to drain a few of them and see what comes out of them.
Is it true the smallie is like the largemouth's angry cousin?
Yes, the mean angry cousin that drinks a lot of Red Bulls.
It's true. They are fun to catch, man. Hey, Ish, I watched a bunch of your YouTube videos and stuff, so I'm going to go and pick up some frogs, some Ish frogs.
I appreciate that.
Absolutely, man. And are you going to be fishing in this tournament this weekend, the Bassmaster?
I'm not fishing the Classic. I'm actually just here working. I'm back to fishing the Bass Opens. I was actually fishing another circuit for a while. But the prize is $300,000, and if a guy actually works it right, he can make seven figures in endorsements and appearance fees.
That's absurd. God bless you. So this weekend, you're just in town representing.
Yeah, I'm here working for Yamaha, which is my outboard sponsor, Skeeter Boats, which is the best boat on the market, Daiwa Rods and Reels. I'll be at the Classic Show. People can come down, ask me fishing questions, get autograph signings in the Yamaha booth, and we can talk about pretty much anything fishing that they want to talk about.
Ish Monroe, 10-time Bassmaster Classic qualifier and good person all around. Thanks for talking with us today, man.
Appreciate it.
Next time you're in town, make sure you give me a call. God bless you.
How about you?
Thanks for saying that. Bye-bye now. Ish Monroe, he's good people. I didn't know he's not fishing the Bassmaster Classic there, but, you know, he's promoting Yamaha and Daiwa, and they're both a great motors and rods and reels as well. So that's going on this weekend on the Tennessee River with 103.5 WIMZ.